I want to ask us to open our Bibles just to read together a passage, and let me give one illustration to encourage our hearts as we think toward the new year. And this is Proverbs chapter 3, and a portion of this is probably embedded in the memories of almost all of us who were raised in Christian homes. And I'm referring, of course, to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'd like to begin our reading there, and I'd like to read down through verse 12. Proverbs 3, think of the new year coming, and think of this counsel from the Lord for our new year. In 2026, every one of us, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. God gave us good minds. He expects us to use the minds He's given to us. Our minds are to be renewed by the Word of God. But even at best, we are not, in the end, to entirely rest ourselves on our own thinking. And what we are to do is the other line that we read. That is, we are to be confident, which is what that word means. It doesn't just mean to believe. It actually means to rest yourself, to be confident in the Lord with all your heart. And verse 6, then in all your ways through this new year, know God. Acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight so that your next 20 years are not like Jacob's. After he and his mother engaged in a conspiracy to deceive his father. Undoubtedly, it seemed to Rebekah that was the only way that God's plan was going to come to fruition, is if she stepped in. That's leaning on her own understanding. That was like Sarah saying to Abraham, I'll give you my handmaid Hagar. That's the only way we're ever going to have a child. In all your ways, know the way God thinks about things. And He'll make your path straight so you don't go through years and years of detour, crookedness. He's always leading. He's always guiding. But it's a wonderful thing, folks, to so hand the reins of your life over to Him day by day that His guidance is the shortest, straightest way instead of a meandering goat path. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight. And we all have to deal with this. Don't be wise in your own eyes. I hear people, even Christian people, sometimes say, I'm a survivor. Anytime I ever hear anybody say that, I wince. How that is so arrogant. If any one of us survives, it's God alone. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Like, I'm street smart. I've been around the block. I know my way around. No, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And that's what will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones, which, yes, the Lord's way does have a salutary effect even upon our physical health. But the larger picture here is that when it comes to the very fabric, the most basic structure of our being, this is how we stay healthy in every respect. And when it comes to what God's placed in our hands, honor the Lord with it, with the first of all our produce. That's the way your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Now these verses quoted in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, my son, when the discipline of the Lord comes, and it comes to every one of us, Hebrews asks that question, what son would he be whom a father doesn't chasten? Don't reject it, and don't loathe the reproof of it. It's the love of the Lord that's at work, verse 12. reproving, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. I read just this morning of a Christian man who had been called to the deathbed of his brother. The brother also knew the Lord, and this Christian man quoted some scripture to him. And the dying man said, or asked, "Are those the exact words of the Bible? Because I'm dying, and I need the very words." And so this dear Christian man actually opened a Bible and read what he had quoted. And his brother said, "Okay, that's enough." And folks, these are the very words of God. These are the exact words. We read them tonight. And whether we live or die in the new year, we want to rest ourselves on exactly what God has said. And the way to do that is to do exactly what He's urged us to do. Then we may be certain we have pillowed our head in the very lap of the Lord. Let's pray together.